Please remember that it helps to sit well forward on your stool with your spine straight and your shoulders back. Let's begin with some words to repeat. Say the words once.
Sanskrit. Described. Twice. Exaggerations, obscurity, spiritual, ceaseless, realization, manifestation. causes. Across. Reason. Towards.
Now repeat these phrases once.
I speak to myself. I listen to myself. I speak to and listen to others. You speak to yourself. You listen to yourself. You speak to and listen to others. She speaks to herself. She listens to herself. She speaks to and listens to others. We speak to ourselves. We listen to ourselves. We speak to and listen to others. They speak to themselves. They listen to themselves. They speak to and listen to others. I used to think so. But I don't think so now. He used to sleep as late as he could. But now he gets up early. We used to sail the seas. But now we live in houses. They used to like baseball. But now they prefer soccer. She used to paint pictures. But now she works in pottery. He used to speak slowly. But now he speaks more quickly. I used to grow vegetables. But now I grow flowers. I used to like pink flowers. But now I prefer yellow ones. He used to feel confined. But now he feels free. She used the train. But now she prefers to travel by plane. After I moved, I felt lost. Until I made some new friends.
It is time for your break. After the music stops, I will read a portion of a story.
Thank you.
Let's begin again. This passage is taken from the novel Who Has Seen the Wind by W.O. Mitchell. Listen while I read, and then be ready to repeat some phrases.
Brian looked up to find that the street had stopped. Ahead lay the sudden emptiness of the prairie. For the first time in his 4 years of life, he was alone on the prairie. He had seen it often from the veranda of his uncle's farmhouse, or at the end of a long street, but till now he had never heard it. The hum of the telephone wires along the road, the ring of hidden crickets, the stitching sound of grasshoppers, the sudden relief of a meadowlark's song was deliciously strange to him. Without hesitation, he crossed the road and walked out through the hip-deep grass, stirring in the steady wind. The grass clung at his legs. Haloed foxtails bowed before him. Grasshoppers sprang from hidden places in the grass, clicketing ahead of him to disappear, then lift again. A gopher squeaked questioningly as Brian sat down upon a rock warm to the backs of his thighs. He picked a pale blue flax flower at his feet, stared long at the stripings in his shallow throat, then looked up to see a dragonfly hanging on shimmering wings directly in front of him. The gopher squeaked again, and he saw it a few yards away, sitting up, watching him from his pulpit hole. A suave winged hawk chose that moment to slip its shadow over the face of the prairie. And all about him was the wind now, a pervasive sighing through great emptiness, unhampered by the buildings of the town, warm and living against his face and in his hair.
Check your posture and let's begin to repeat some phrases from the story. Say each phrase once.
Up to find that the street had stopped. Ahead lay the sudden emptiness. Of the prairie. For the first time in his 4 years of life, he was alone on the prairie. He had seen it often from the veranda of his uncle's farmhouse. At the end of a long street. Till now he had never heard it. The hum of telephone wires, the ring of hidden crickets, the stitching sound of grasshoppers, the sudden relief of a meadowlark's song crossed the road and walked out through the hip-deep grass, stirring in the steady wind. The grass clung at his legs. Haloed foxtails bowed before him. Grasshoppers sprang from hidden places in the grass. Clicketing ahead of him to disappear, then lift again. A gopher squeaked questioningly as Brian sat down upon a rock, warm to the backs of his thighs. He picked a pale blue flax flower at his feet, stared long at the stripings in its shallow throat, then looked up to see a dragonfly hanging on shimmering wings directly in front of him. The gopher squeaked again, and he saw it a few yards away, sitting up, watching him from its pulpit hole, a suave winged hawk chose that moment to slip its shadow over the face of the prairie, and all about him was the wind, a pervasive sighing, through great emptiness. Unhampered by the buildings of the town, warm and living against his face and his hair,
that is all for now. Here is some music.